last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. This is The Last Savior. I am your host, Zainab. Today in our studio, we have had the privilege to invite our dear guest, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Well, Dr. Alavi, in our previous episodes, we have been talking about the series of features, the key features of the idealistic city in the time of the advent of Imam, which we called as the Mahdavi Utopia. And we said there will be justice, and we discussed that in detail. We said there will be comfort and convenience. Wealth will be shared among all. There will be abundance of wealth, resources, there will be generosity, generosity from Imam, destructed places will be set up again, earth will be filled up with greenery, vitality, freshness, and hidden treasures will come out. What else do we have in this utopia that we are really lacking in this world?
Yes, you introduced the features and characteristics of Mahdavi Utopia well, that is starting from justice and later moving to welfare and comfort. And now we are going to talk about the beauties of security at that time.
All right.
It's a secure utopia. It's security from different angles. According to the psychologist, one of the most important basic human needs, which has also special place in the pyramid of the need of human beings, is the need for his security. And this security has many dimensions. It's not only the security, let's say, of a moral security. No, moral security is one aspect, economic security, legal security, social and family security, and many other forms of security that, and many other dimensions of security that we know and we have in our minds. So what can be extracted from the large number of the narrations of the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, or the appearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, shows that in that Islamic utopia, in that Mahdavi utopia, the world would be a safe place. Safe, as I said, from different aspects and angles. And the whole city and the whole world would be a peaceful world and peaceful city. That is security in its true sense, and
yes,
that is from different angles and different dimensions. Let me refer to a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that while he recited this verse of Holy Quran, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلِيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. After reciting this verse of the Holy Quran, Imam alayhi salam said that God has promised those of you who have believed and did righteous deeds that he will definitely place them as successors on the earth and turn their fear into safety. Imam alayhi salam says, this is about this verse that I actually recited and its translation. Imam said, this has been revealed for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his companions.
Okay.
It means at that time, at that holy promised time that we are waiting for, at that honorable time, people can lay their heads on the bed of peace with a relaxed heart.
Okay.
And and free from any economic, legal, or moral and social concerns and insecurities that they might have in their minds and in their hearts.
I would want to continue this discussion with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
Feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand years.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we had been discussing the key features of Mahdavi utopia. Well, Dr. Alavi, before going to the break, you were talking about the security aspects we will be witnessing in the Mahdavi utopia.
Yeah. We said that people always had some concerns in their lives, and we refer to the hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that said, Allah is going to bring security and peace in their hearts, and in case they want to pass the steep slopes, but they will find now they will find it a secure place even to go for anywhere that they like to actually step in their own societies.
Can I say like this? For example, if I am living in an apartment right now wherein I have security outside and I am just getting inside and sleeping with this security that there's no robbery going to be happening because security is there, but still in my mind I have certain insecurities, be that financial insecurity or other insecurities. You're trying to say that there will be no insecurity in
no
that
insecurity from all dimensions
all
I'm
right.
talking about. Yes, this security is one aspect of it, is security, for example, from, let's say, from theft or from...
Like we are secure in one sense, but we are insecure in many other senses.
Definitely. Look, ask any human being that you have in your vicinity or from the people who are in your family or in your vicinity. Ask them that if they have any problem or not.
Of course,
some
I
of these
am a female
are
and
derived
females
from
are
insecurity.
Always...
Any the kind of problems that they have, financial problems, the kind of problems that they have with the education of their own selves and their own kids, and the kind of insecurity that
especially
they have.
Especially women are like very insecure in many
aspects.
Their life.
Look,
yeah.
If we want to even enlist them, it would be a great, huge list of factors that actually bring insecurity and concern to us.
Yeah.
So we are, when we have somebody who is going to a journey, so, you see, many bad thoughts come to our minds that, okay, what is going to happen, for example, till the person reaches to the destination.
And yeah.
Too many times we are going to call. So why all this security for? Due to the problems that we human beings actually created for ourselves. I want to say that the solution for all these problems and concerns would be a peaceful mind that, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to us with the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Inshallah.
The next phase, or the next, let's say, the next characteristic or the next feature of Mahdi utopia is tarbiyah, or education, or let's call it upbringing.
Upbringing, yeah. Nurturing.
We know that the Western civilization has based its development on the human being, and the human as the center of the world, that is humanism.
Yeah.
That is, whatever human says would be the core of decision, or core of, let's say, a change in this world.
Yeah.
So there is no place for the creator, rather, than the...
Especially that happened after the Renaissance period, and we'll discuss this after a short break. Okay. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us. Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is IRIB English Radio. I am with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we are discussing the key features of Mahdavi utopia, and we have discussed justice, we have discussed the comfort and convenience, and now we discuss security in from different aspects, and now we want to talk about the education, upbringing, or nurturing in that period. Yes, Dr.
Alavi. Yeah. First, I wanted to actually depict the way that problem itself, and inshallah, will go to find its remedy in the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and in Mahdavi utopia.
Yeah.
We said that the Western civilization has based all its development in the basis of attention to human beings. And the human-centeredness of humans, and also humanism in general. That is human, and the decision that this human is actually making would be the core and the center of all events in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of look that has been given to this human has not been given to the creator of that human.
Yeah.
It's as if, for example, we have a car and we think that this car is everything for us. We even ignore and neglect the role of the person who made this car.
Yeah.
So in case there is a problem with this car, we are going to ask the car itself that, okay, how can we solve this problem with you?
Yes.
So this car is has been made, and it's a product of something else, as a, let's say a group of, let's say, technicals that came and actually assembled different parts and made this car. But when we are going to solve the problem of human being, we have to refer to the creator of that human, not to the human himself. Even this kind of look that has been given to a human being is not a comprehensive, let's say,
outlook.
Even a look that has been given. A person who was only seen from one side and has not been seen from the other side. Like, for example, only the material aspect of human has been seen and paid attention to. But this human that even you are looking at has another part and has another dimension, that is the spiritual aspect of that.
We saw when this world was facing troubles, the serious troubles because of COVID. At that time, the so-called powerful country, the president said that Trump said to every, said, just open up all churches and mosques and everything because we are in need of that spiritual power. So the powerful country of the world was lacking and was feeling some emptiness in the from the spiritual aspect to get over one trouble.
So this model that has been introduced is a caricatured human being, and it cannot be called even human because, as I said, it is being looked from even from one dimension, and the other dimensions and other needs and, let's say, other perspective of this human has not been looked at. And this misunderstanding, this small misunderstanding is the problem, is the actually the center of this problem or the core of this problem that we are going to refer to. So we see that within the centuries, this, let's say, this civilization is going to focus all its capabilities and all these abilities on providing the needs of this aspect of this human.
Okay.
Only this aspect of this human, not
all the aspects.
That is, from the viewpoint of comfort and welfare. Look, yes, it's true that our body needs welfare, requires comfort. But even in order to have this tranquility inside, what did we do for that?
Yeah. Because sometimes we are able to just build up, construct big palaces, rather. We have so good beds, but we don't have sleep. We have very good material aspects, but we don't have that comfort within our souls.
Mm. So they might say, no, you're wrong, and because we have collected all of our powers and gathered all of our powers and all of our technical, let's say, facilities, all of our psychologists to come and help this person to solve the other side and to remedy and cure the problems of the other side of the people and the person. And this human that you are talking about, no, we did not necessarily pay attention to the material part of the person. No, you're wrong. So if this question is right, and if this claim is right, so what is the problem that we see that human being at this time, specifically in the verse, is finding nihilism inside himself and reached to nihilism? So what is that they actually reached to a point that they say that it's like a rotten egg thrown at the wall. So if they have solved the problem, so why the main problem is still there? So
still
these are
there,
the questions that we need to, inshallah, talk about and to say that the solution can be found in the Madhavi-topia.
Yes, inshallah, we'll talk more on that note in another session. Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.